Igor Savchenko may not be a filmmaker you've heard of, but his work is getting a lot of attention online. He's one of many Ukrainian filmmakers who are documenting the revolution there. One of the films shows protesters throwing tires on huge bonfires in Kyiv. Another one of the films, called Shame, shows the faces of Ukrainian police in riot gear, but as the camera confronts them one by one, they look down in shame. Igor Savchenko joins us now. And do you think you're having an effect?
I think so, yes. It shows how it happened from inside, because when you see the same, almost the same situations, but from TV in Ukraine, you see it's something like highlights. You cannot see deep when you see just highlights. A few pictures of protesters, and after that you see opposition leader, and after that you see somebody from government who comments this. So it's usual TV, let's say, news. In our case, what we are trying to show, the mood of people, and people see themselves in this.
There is one film that is of protesters watching another film. There's a film about the Egyptian Revolution in Tahrir Square. It's called The Square, and it was played in Kyiv, and the protesters are watching it. You've got a film of that. This is very meta, certainly, but tell us about that one.
They used a bicycle as a generator for electricity, and they show it. You know, it's very touchy for modern Ukrainian society, because when we saw TV news about Egypt 2 years ago, that was something like, you know, something far, far from you. And for now, we have it exactly in the middle of Ukraine.
And do you see it as the same thing at this point?
Very similar. The same violence, the same people who were trying to do the society better than it was before.
Do you see yourself as an important part of the revolution at this point? The film work that you're doing as contributing to potential changes ahead in Ukraine?
Yes and no. You know, the situation in the world is changing very, very quick. So what we want to show the emotional people. Because when you read some kind of analytic about some political actions like it now in Ukraine, like it was, I don't know, in Syria, like in for the moment in Bangkok and all around the world, when you read just analytic, it's, you know, something like letters and numbers and no emotion. We would like to show emotion.
Well, if the situation in Ukraine is one big movie right now, how does it end?
For the moment, we are not in the third act even. And the third act, it's going to be some kind of political decision. And the end, it can be, it's unpredictable for the moment. Please look at Cairo, look at Syria, look at Thailand. They still protest. Because in general, Ukrainian system is corrupted. Even if you buy the car or buy, I don't know, bread, you understand that you pay some money more for corruption. It's a very bad situation.
Igor Savchenko is the head of the Ukrainian Motion Picture Association and one of the producers involved in Babylon 13. That's a project that's posting short movies online about the protests in Ukraine. Igor, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.